comparisons are inconsistent. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Comparisons are inconsistent. We so often want to compare everything we do in life. We want to compare ourselves to others. We want to compare the world to itself. We want to compare today to yesterday, and hopefully a new tomorrow. We're always in comparisons, and these comparisons are limiting. These comparisons do not allow us to reach out and touch the possibilities. The possibilities of all the probabilities that it could be. Because if we say, this is a beautiful, wonderful day, well, compared to what? Compared to yesterday? Compared to 10 years ago? Compared to when we were children? Compared to as we are adults? What is it compared to? You compare everything to life. Now, you compare one worker to another, and you say, that person is not as competent and capable as the other person is. You say, that person doesn't do as good a job as the other person does. I think the most important thing that we can learn in life is that we are all unique individuals. We are all unique beings. We are all very special people. We are all people that are very unique, very special, very wonderful, and very outstanding. And there is no comparison between us and anyone else. As we can always readily understand, there's no one like an Einstein. An Einstein was a unique person, a very special person. And he always said, the greatest thing is not wisdom, but imagination. And this is what's so unique in all of us, is our imagination. Where does our imagination take us? Where does our imagination lead us and guide us to? All of us have imagination to do things in unique and wonderful ways. And how are those imaginal ways carried out in our life? Again, unique and wonderful ways that are strange and very different from another. You go from one household to another. You go from one family to another. And you see how they live their life. And they each have their ways of saying their table blessings. They each have their ways of saying what makes life important and wonderful for them. They each have their ways of saying who is important in their world, what person they're going to vote for to be president, what person they're going to appreciate in their city council, what person they want to be mayor, what person do they want for a wife or a husband? Everyone is different, uniquely different. And as the children grow in each family, they again become more unique and more different from each other. They're totally non-comparable. They are inconsistent. They're incomparable. They're contradictory and, in a way, even repugnant. Sometimes the choices our children make are repugnant to us because we feel they could do so much better. They chose a boy or a girl to marry, and we feel that they could do so much better. They chose a profession, and the profession did not stimulate their finest and their best, didn't stimulate the genius within them. And we say, they could have done so much better, they could do so much better. But we're making comparisons. And as we make comparisons, if we were just to say all is in divine order, if we were just to say that everything that I look at is a beautiful experience for me to observe, a beautiful awareness for me to have, and something lovely to look at. Everybody looks at life differently. An artist certainly looks at life differently from a normal person. An ordinary person looks at the trees and the woods and the flowers and thinks nothing of them, but thinks they're nice, they're pretty. They're interesting. Whereas an artist looks at a tree and he finds its very special bending, its very special blooming, its very special expression, and he paints that. And you look at the painting of the artist and you say, yeah, that was there, but I didn't pay any attention to it. Yeah, that was there, but it was not in my attitude. It was not in my way of thinking. And so therefore, I did not even think about it. Or, oh, repugnant. Who wants to paint a picture of broken limbs of branches and trees that are no longer doing what their perfect job is? And then we say to ourselves, what is their perfect job? Their perfect job is ever-changing. The tree is a seed, and the seed grows into a tree. And the tree has little leaves and little branches and little stems first, and they get larger and larger. And pretty soon it's tall and tall and tall, and it goes along just fine. And then along comes a windstorm, and poof, it blows the tree right over. And the tree stops being a living tree from our point of view. And it begins to decay. And as it decays and goes into the ground, it becomes fertilizer for other trees and for other plants that may be nearby. It's a constant changing life that we're in, and we cannot make comparisons, because as we make these comparisons, they're inconsistent with this, what life's going on. You and I look at each other, and we want to judge each other. We want to say how we should be living. We want to say what we should be doing. We want to say what our values should be. And as we do this, we are judging and we are limiting ourselves. If we could look at life and see it through unlimited, beautiful eyes that say everything is in divine order, all is in divine order. If we could look at life and just observe it and say, it is beautiful, it is fabulous, it is glorious, it is good, all the repugnance that we have for anything would be gone. All the contrariness would be gone. We no longer would say that our children should be this or that. They should be some wonderful being, some wonderful profession, while the child may well want to be just what it is, just what it is. And how many people do we know who have done wonderful things with their life from a very, you might say, limited point of view? They visualize themselves as having great ideas. And how many children do we say as parents to our children, be sensible, be realistic, be plan for something that's going to pay you a good salary and that's going to give you a good livelihood. And you don't have to do things that you want to do. Do things that make your life happy and good. Just do something that's going to make your life fulfilled as far as finances go and as far as getting along in the community and getting along in the world go. And as we teach this to our children, we teach them our own limitations. And we are comparing it to what they're doing. Certainly, the young entrepreneurs' parents who look at them and think, well, these bright, gifted children are so wonderful, they're doing such beautiful things, they're so fantastic. And then as they look at them, they see them doing crazy things that they don't understand. And pretty soon, the children patent these things and take these things to a higher level. And next thing you know, they're multi-billionaires. And the parents say, how did that happen? In themselves, they say, he was such a nerd. He was such a limiting person. He's the person who didn't seem to have anything on the ball. He was just into everything and into nothing. As we compare our world around us, as we compare the people in it, and especially as we compare ourselves, we find that rather than reaching out to the limitless reality that we are, we remain a very limited being. Today, set the course for yourself to be a limitless reality, reaching out and taking hold of all that you are. And when you do reach out and take hold of all that you are, there will be no comparisons. There will be no looking at how other people do things or how you think that the world should be, because that's what society tells us. It can always be far better. The day of no flu, no colds, the day when the human body is meant to be a healthy physical thing all of its life. The day of all of these magical things is here. And it's just a matter of us to stop comparing ourselves with the limitless and say we are unlimited. The limited defines us as not being able to do what we want to do. The unlimited defines us as our reality. Let's go for our reality and forget comparing. Forget trying to be like others, but be your divine self. And know that in your all is in divine order life, everything is possible, and you are doing it.